In this bulletin, premiers of New South Wales and Victoria defy calls to resign. Confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett's United States Supreme Court nomination begin. And in the tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty maintains her world number one ranking. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is refusing to resign despite revelations she had a close personal relationship with a disgraced ex-government MP. Labor is set to put a motion of no confidence in state parliament today after Ms Berejiklian admitted to the state's anti-corruption body that she has been in a relationship with former Liberal Party MP Darryl Maguire for 5 years. Ms Berejiklian has denied knowing of or turning a blind eye to financial interests of Mr Maguire that attracted scrutiny and forced his resignation from parliament in 2018. But recordings of phone calls played to the Independent Commission Against Corruption appear to contradict that claim. Ms Berejiklian says she was let down.
I stuffed up in my personal life. Had I known then what I know now, clearly I would not have made those personal decisions that I did. I trusted someone that I've known for a long time and I feel really, really let down. I trusted him for a long time. There is huge separation between a personal life and public office.
State Opposition Leader Jodie McKay says Ms Berejiklian must resign because of her poor judgment in remaining involved with Mr Maguire to as late as last month. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is to face a no-confidence motion in State Parliament today. It comes following the resignation of the state's most senior public servant, Chris Eccles. The Secretary of the Department of Premier and Cabinet quit after admitting to misleading the inquiry into the state's bungled hotel quarantine program. He told the inquiry he did not speak to the then Chief Police Chief Commissioner, Graham Ashton, about hotel quarantine arrangements, but phone records show that he did speak to Mr. Ashton on the 27th of March, the day the hotel quarantine program was established. State Opposition Leader Michael O'Brien will move the no-confidence motion against Mr. Andrews, citing what he says are government failures, cover-ups and lies amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's time for this government to take accountability for what it's done and for what it's failed to do. When your government's failure has caused the death of 791 of your fellow citizens, you must be held responsible. And this is a Premier and a government that still hasn't learned from the mistakes of the past. We're still seeing that you've got private security guards moonlighting in hospitals. You've still got contact tracing not up to speed. You've still got not enough testing where you need it. And we're still at risk. And that's why the government needs to go.
The confirmation hearings for the judge who United States President Donald Trump has picked to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court have begun at the Senate Judiciary Committee. Conservative Appellate Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett has told the Senate she's humbled and honoured by the nomination. The 48-year-old's confirmation would create a 6-3 Conservative majority on the court that could lead to rulings undoing legislated abortion rights, expanding religious and gun rights, and upholding Republican-backed voting restrictions, among other issues. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris says Ms. Coney Barrett's nomination puts everything the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fought to protect in jeopardy.
The Senate majority is rushing this process and jamming President Trump's nominee through the Senate while people are actually voting. I believe we must listen to our constituents and protect their access to health care, and wait to confirm a new Supreme Court justice until after Americans decide who they want in the White House.
Pope Francis has held a meeting with Cardinal George Pell in Rome. It's the first meeting between the two since Cardinal Pell's child sex abuse convictions were quashed in April. Cardinal Pell returned to Rome a fortnight ago after a 3-year absence. It's unclear, though, whether he will take up another role at the Vatican. In the tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty has maintained the number one spot in the Women's World Rankings, despite not playing in the past two Grand Slam tournaments. The biggest improver in the rankings is Polish teenager Iga Swiatek, who climbed into the top 20 after winning the French Open over the weekend. In the men's rankings, Novak Djokovic's defeat to Rafael Nadal in the French Open final has not affected his position at the top. Nadal remains world number two after his record-extending 13th trophy at the Paris Grand Slam, his record equaling 20th Grand Slam overall. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, similar conditions in 26. Melbourne, a drizzle at times and 16 degrees. Hobart, possible early showers, 15. Canberra, possible showers and 25. Wollongong, sunny and 25 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions and 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.